I'm broadcasting from Southern California today as we continue our election road trip with less than a month to go before the midterms. Asian Americans are the fastest growing ethnic group in this state. They now make up more than 14% of the population, a slice of the pie that has tripled in size since 1980. And in Orange County, where there are four congressional races that the Cook Political Report labels competitive.
It's about 800,000 right now. We are over 20% of the county and third largest Asian American population in the nation.
Marianne Fu, executive director of the Orange County Asian and Pacific Islander Community Alliance, says the Asian Americans living here are people with roots in the Philippines, China, Korea, Vietnam, Japan, and more. That's been the case for decades. The difference now is a greater number of those people were born in the United States.
I'd say it's probably about 30 to 35% right now. 70% of the community is foreign-born, as according to the census. But you see more and more diversity here in Orange County, and you'll see more of a rise of second generation.
That's important because the politics of the generations can be completely different. Alex Kim is principal and CEO of Three Kings Public Affairs. He's Korean-American and a registered Republican who worked as a political consultant for Democrat James Hahn, the former mayor of Los Angeles, and Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California.
The first generation tends to vote Republican, and my second generation friends are more on the Democratic side.
Why is that?
Maybe it's because of a little bit of rebellion. But at the same time, it's similar to how Cuban Americans, Vietnamese Americans come from a country that came from a lot of trauma, war, types of financial distress. The first generation tend to say why they vote Republicans, because they see the corruption of government, the distrust of government.
And why the second generation going more Democratic?
I think because of the American values, a lot of these Korean Americans that grew up in second generation tend to grow up in urban areas. And I think that's part of the process. And urban areas tend to focus more on progressive thinking than more the conservative suburban ideals.
Kim says one of the first issues on the minds of Asian American voters is immigration. He and others are concerned about President Trump's policies, family separation, and
chain migration, and the thought of eliminating that, because a lot of my relatives came here through chain migration. So, and the question of workforce and how a lot of the small businesses are immigrants come from that chain migration system. So it seems like Korean Americans, the first generation, still are more majority loyal to Trump, no matter what they believe. They came here legally, a majority of them, and they believe that what he's doing is fair for the country. But definitely my friends that lean more Democratic or liberal Republicans or progressive Republicans like myself have definitely some qualms about that key issue.
Many of the first-generation Asian immigrants here are small business owners, running nail salons, dry cleaners, restaurants. Kim says the Koreans often use Korean community banks because back in the day it was difficult for them to get loans from American banks. Then there are Vietnamese-American business owners like Tam and Sunny Nguyen. We met them at a cafe Sunny owns in an Orange County neighborhood called Little Saigon. Sunny told us the politics here are shifting.
It's definitely changing. I think, you know, you look at Generation 1, which is our parents, Tam and I, we are 1.5. And we grew up, we're not born here in the U.S., so we were in Vietnam, but we were raised in America. So we understand what it means to be an American, but we also understand our parents, where they came from. So we can relate to both sides, and because we can relate to both sides, we can see the differences, and it's a stark difference.
What do you mean by that?
Not just from a political standpoint, but how we do business. So speaking just for our business and how we do things, our parents always said, hey, you know what, they came from a country where you can't really trust the government. So stay away from it. So when we came over here, you see a lot of our business and families cash only. Hey, you know what? You don't want to stay. We have our own strategies, and we don't want to share best practices because that becomes very competitive as well. And that's why first generations, they're known to be very fragmented, right? And you don't want to collaborate. But we grew up in America, and you know, I worked in corporate America, and there's a lot of collaboration, and that's how we actually grew. And you know, being an American, You know, and having inclusivity, I think that's one of our reasons why we have grown, is because we do collaborate, and we're showing our first gen, our parents, that look, we work closely with the cities, we are sharing our best practices, we are actually sharing our best practices with other entrepreneurs, and they're getting better, but because we're doing that, we're able to work together. And that's one of the big stark differences from Generation 1 and Generation 2.
Outside the cafe in Little Saigon are political signs attached to a fence at a busy intersection. Nearly every candidate's name is Vietnamese. The only Asian American running for Congress this year in Orange County is 55-year-old Young Kim, a Korean American Republican who worked for the lawmaker she's trying to replace, Ed Royce.
When my family came to this country, we came legally. And not because we wanted handouts, but because we wanted the opportunity America provided to succeed on our own.
Young Kim, praised by the OC Register for her consistent record opposing tax increases and fighting for fiscal responsibility. Young Kim for Congress.
There hasn't been a Korean American in Congress since 1999. This year, three are running in November, says political consultant Alex Kim.
We have Young Kim, of course, locally here. We have Pearl Kim and also Andy Kim. And
Not related.
Let all of you know, Kim is a very popular name of Korean Americans, and I think a quarter of us are Korean Kims, including myself.
Alex Kim says some Asian American voters will support a candidate like them, regardless of party. Even though he's a Republican, he's working with a Korean American Democrat running for office in Georgia.
As a Republican, I'm helping a Democrat because it's more not just about party, it's about also this connection, this ethnic connection. And having not a single Korean American in Congress right now, I'd rather, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, I would like to see a Korean American on there to represent me up there.
We heard something similar from Vietnamese American Tam Nguyen.
You know, I see myself, especially as a business owner of the community, as a Vietnamese American first before being part of a party as a Republican or Democrat.
That sentiment, says Marianne Phu, is in part a reaction to the way many Asian Americans have been treated in this country as outsiders. She says they still face discrimination at the workplace, in education, and housing.
Asian Americans, no matter how long they've been here, they get the question of, you know, where are you really from or where are you from? I'm fourth generation. My family's been here since 1861, and I still get it. Or things like your English is so good, and you know, where are you really, really from? What languages do you speak? And I have to really explain, only speak English or Spanish. You know, my family's been here for so long that it's those types of questions, we always get it. And so it makes people feel that they're not really accepted or they're not really American.
So what do you think that means for this upcoming election?
I think it's really important to show as Asian Americans how crucial we are to civic engagement and how important it is for us to vote and have a voice, but also how important it is to educate the general public about the issues that we find are of concern or that we feel are important. And so to really talk about our values.
All of that is to say that politicians from both parties have a lot to gain from these Asian American communities in Orange County.
Are politicians paying attention to Asian American voters, do you think?
I think they have to. And so I think those who haven't in the past are now. And I think many of the ones who are more savvy or have known how important the Asian American vote is and how we tend to vote as a block, and so I think they see the impact that can be made by really learning about the issues of concern.
Now, in the news generally, there have been a number of Asian countries that have been right at the center of what's going on. You've got the situation in North Korea. You've got the trade war now with China. How is that playing?
I think people, because of the other of their country of origin and seeing the issues that are affecting here or being discussed here in the U.S., I think that it makes people more interested in voting because they're really concerned about what's going to happen with trade, what's going to happen with the relationships with the home country. So you'll see more people participating.
Phu says don't be surprised if that changes the color of some Orange County congressional seats from red to blue.